السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Something that is farz on each and every one of us is to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mu'min cannot be a mu'min if he doesn't have love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as soon as a person loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then in this dunya, the closest that he can get to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is if he goes to the Roza Mubarak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's royal court, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak resting place. Is another matter, as our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, that many people, they are standing at the Roza Mubarak, but they are very far from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because they are not practicing on his sunnats, they are not being obedient to him. And on the other hand, there are those who are very far away from Medina Munawara. Sometimes they have never ever been to Medina Munawara their whole lives also. But they are very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of their adherence to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, their obedience to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As I mentioned once, that sometime our going to the Roza Mubarak, we go there and ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sifarish for us. And this is something that we should do. I'm trying to get the words of this couplet. Just can't seem to remember it. I remembered one more line. That this Bedouin, he came to the Roza Mubarak and he made salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one of the things he said was, أَنْتَ الشَّفِيعُ الَّذِي تُرْجَى شَفَاعَتُهُ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ مَا زَلَّتِ الْقَدَمُ. He said that you are that intercessor whose intercession is hoped for at the time when people are crossing the Sirat, what we call the Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and feet are slipping. In other words, people will fall into Jahannam. So at that time, it is your intercession that is hoped for. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that we want to go there to ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sifarish for us on the day of Qiyamah, to give us a drink from Hawz al-Kawthar. But then our wanting to go is khudgar. Hazrat used these words, khudgar. In other words, we are just matlabi. We just want our work to get done. That I want Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sifarish for me. I want my work to get done. But am I fulfilling the rights of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are on me? What I'm supposed to do, am I doing that? The things that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to prohibit, to break, to get rid of, did I get rid of that from my life? So I want that he must make sifarish for me. But am I fulfilling my part? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala bless us with a deep-hearted ishq, deep-hearted love. As I was mentioning, to say that I love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how long does it take to do that? Anybody can make a bold claim of love. But the proof of that love is in our amal. The proof of that love is in our actions, the decisions we make in our lives, which direction we're pushing our children, how we're dressing our children, what we want for our children. I was reading one malfooz of Hazrat Maulana Shafali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, where he mentioned that those whom Allah Ta'ala has blessed with ilm, and if they take their children and put their children in a secular field, then it shows that maybe they themselves also, they're regretting why they studied deen. That's why they took their children and put them in a secular field. But maybe they themselves, they are, you know, disappointed that why did I go down this road? That's why they're pushing their children down another road. It's a different matter where the parents make all the effort and the child is not interested. They try everything, Hari Hamaj, you know, Targhib, Tarheeb, everything they do. But the child is just not interested. And that too sometimes is a test from Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala wants to use the child for some other khidmat, something else. It's not for us everybody will become a hafiz. Not for us everybody will become an alim. But everybody is for us to be a good mu'min, a good Muslim, a good mu'min, that is for us. The other thing is just, I'm just digressing a little bit from our topic. I was listening to one of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's Jumma Bayans. It's a very old Jumma Bayan. I think in the 90s. Jumma Bayan. So in there Hazrat was mentioning that a mu'min must excel in whatever he is doing. Mu'min must excel in whatever he is doing. And Hazrat mentioned that if a person is in the secular field, studying something in the secular field, then he must excel in that also. And Hazrat said, we don't make any distinction between secular and somebody is in school, is studying in school, he must excel in that also. The main thing is he must know I'm a Muslim first, I'm a mu'min first. Now this is something Hazrat mentioned in the 90s, right? Now if somebody takes that part of the bayan and makes a clip, you know they make all these short clips now. They make a clip of that thing. And he sends it around. He said, no, see, Mohammed Patel Sahib, he wasn't against secular studies. He was promoting secular studies. He said, if you're in secular field too, you must be the best. The people that say that, always ask them, then why did Hazrat establish this boys' school and girls' school and he didn't want children to go to the secular school? In the 90s, he may have mentioned that. Or sometime, according to the audience, you may mention certain things, right? But now to take that malfooz from the 90s and apply it today is unfair on Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. Because Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali is not alive today to see what's happening in the schools. When Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali made that statement in the 90s, there were no LGBT studies in the school. They were not teaching the children other things in the biology lesson. They were not promoting all these things. If Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali was alive today and all these things were happening in the schools, then we don't know what would have been his stance today. But those who were close to him, even at that time, he was discouraging everybody from sending their children to school. Those who were already gone to the school, they need to give them advice to buy you in the secular this thing, become the best in whatever you are. Right? But remember you are a mu'min first, you are a Muslim first. And they just came, by the way, you were saying that we want to go to Madina Munawwara to to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to make sifarish for us. But am I fulfilling the rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon me? So Hazrat mentioned that sometime our going there is khudgar. Matlab, we just want our things to be sorted out. So Allah Ta'ala must give us that true love, that true ishq. So today we did one hadith sharif. This dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyo wa rasoola. Only nabiyya, I know both are mentioned there, nabiyyo wa rasoola. That I am pleased with Allah Ta'ala as my Rabb, I am pleased with Islam as my deen, and I am pleased with Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi. So if a person, he truly says this, then Jannat is wajib for him. Okay? Now, what does that mean now? If I am saying that I am pleased with Allah Ta'ala as my Rabb, then what I am saying is, I am happy with each and every command of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever, whether it's a positive command, whether it's a negative. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that for electricity, electrician is not here today, our electrician. For electricity, you need the positive and negative. You need both. Then you will get the current. So like that, if we want the current of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then we have to fulfill all the positive commands. Whatever Allah has instructed us to do, we have to do it. And then the negatives, whatever Allah has told us to abstain from, we have to stay away from it. Now there will be that current of love. And then I am happy with Islam as my deen. So if I am happy with Islam as my deen, why am I looking at anything else then? And if I am happy with Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my Nabi, then why am I looking at other fashion now? If I am happy with Islam as my deen, then in my business, why am I bringing interest now? Why am I worried about the bank manager? Why am I getting OD facility? Why am I selling haram things? I am happy with Islam as my deen, so everything must follow the Sharia then. Right? You just take a simple thing. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling Ali radiallahu anhu, Ya Ali, three things you mustn't waste time. Don't delay. One, when the namaz comes, perform your namaz. As soon as it's namaz time, read your namaz. Don't delay. Number two, the body is there. Somebody passed away, the body is ready. Make the janaza namaz. Don't delay. And an unmarried woman, she gets a good proposal, somebody who's compatible, don't delay, make the nikah. Now just look at these three things, how much of delays. If our sons are of age, and financially it is possible, that doesn't mean that the sons now must just think they must take advantage over the fathers now. We want to get married now and the fathers must look after everybody. No. But if the son is working, is in the business, or maybe he started something small, or whatever, is financially is independent, maybe a little help from the parents also. And that son is coming forward to say that, I want to get married. And the parents, they delay the marriage of that son. Okay? Or a girl, she gets a good proposal. And now, the parents, they delay the marriage of that girl. If any guna takes place, that guna is on the parents' head. That guna is on the heads of the parents. They are delaying the marriage of this child. This child wants to get married. They are delaying the marriage of this child. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that one youngster came to him or wrote to him or but asked Hazrat this question, that can I perform a secret nikah? And I perform a secret nikah. And then after that, when everything is, you know, when the parents are all happy, then we'll make the official nikah. So Hazrat said, which one is official now? The official is that quiet one that you made, but it's supposed to be announced. But now you never announce it, you made. That's the official one. This other one you're making, what that's going to be now. Right? But Hazrat then mentioned, he said, why are these children thinking like this? He asked them. So they said, no, the match is made here now. We're supposed to get the both side parents are happy, everything. But now they're delaying now. For whatever the reasons may have been. So now these children, they can't stay away from one another. But at the same time, they don't want to commit guna also. So that's why they're looking at that avenue now. They want to find that avenue. So, my Hazrat Muhammad al-Haq Magda Sahib down Barakatuh, he mentioned this. He told me this. He said, when the youngster is asking to get married, right? He's of age now, and he's asking to get married, then don't delay. The parents, they got their own dreams. Oh, my son must become this, and he must become like that. And in the meantime, he's compromising his iman. In the meantime, while the parents are waiting for their dreams, what they feel is the ideal situation and all that, they're not in the son's body. That child sometimes is committing zina. Every time he's committing zina, his iman is leaving him. Sometimes he's doing other things. Sometimes he's doing worse things where he can be exposed to so many diseases and so many other things. He's given the car. He's given money. He's given the cell phone. He's given freedom. Parents sometimes, they are gone holiday. They are gone somewhere else. They're busy in their business. The child is left there. And he's saying, I want to get married. Shukar karna chahiye that the child is saying, I want to get married. Then the parents will make a concerted effort to get the child married. So he can be saved from guna. That's the natural thing, that the next step is he must get married. So obviously, you can't take one immature chap now, he can't even, he got no responsibility in him, and he's so childish, and he can't keep one locker neat and tidy. We're going to take one wife and give him now to look after the wife. Then one bachu will come way to him between. Now he can't, neglecting the child and he's still running to play paddle when he got a wife and child at home and everything. Then what kind of husband that's going to be? But if the person is responsible, he wants to get married, then must get the person married. What's the delay? Why are we delaying? All these expenses and everything that we brought about, that we brought on our own head. Otherwise, nikah is a simple thing. Very, very simple affair. So I wanted to read this kalam here of Hazrat Shah Ki Makhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, which is actually like a dua and a tamanna, a wish. So he says here, रंग लाएगी कब मेरी आहें फिर मदीना की जानिब को जाए रंग लाएगी कब मेरी आहें फिर मदीना की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले आला जुम जाए. He says, when will these tears of mine bear fruit? When will they bring some color? Rang laayegi kab meri aahe. In other words, this is a true lover, not us. We are just, you know, our situation is call, you know. We just copy words. Theirs it was a hal. The hal was like that. true lovers of Allah Ta'ala, true lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They say, no, rang laayegi kab meri aaye. They must be crying so much. Ya Allah, when am I going to present myself at the Roza-e Aqdas of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This is what he said. Now, when is these tears of mine going to bring some color? When is it going to bear fruit? Then I'll be able to go to Madina Munawara, be able to travel in the direction of Madina Munawara. So he says, Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad. That when the gaze will then fall on that green dome. But the green dome is nothing. The green dome, why you talk about the green dome? Is because of who rests under the green dome. Otherwise the green dome, there's a lot of green domes everywhere. Some are very fancy also. But nobody worries about those green domes. This particular green dome, because Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rests under that green dome. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. Then I will read durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, going to ecstasy in reading durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. He used to, you know, the excitement of a child. The excitement of a child with some novelty item, you know. That's the description that comes if I have to describe Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali looking at the green dome. He will walk, and that time those umbrellas were not there. He'll walk on the outside of the haram, sometime from the left of the imam, right? Walk on that side, and just take the turn in the front, and just take the turn. And the dome comes in sight. Look at it from here, look from here. Sometimes from that side. Then later on, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, they used to bring him with the car in the parking lot, and then bring him up the escalator, and you see the gumbad from that side. And then that famous incident of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, that he was standing outside the haram, and he's looking at the green dome and is totally lost in thought. And one doctor from Johannesburg, he knew Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So he saw Hazrat, so he came to make salam. So he made salam and Hazrat never gave him jawab. I can't remember whether two times or three times he made salam until he got Hazrat's attention. When he got Hazrat's attention, then he asked Hazrat, what are you looking at? Hazrat was just looking one way at the gumbad. Say, what are you looking at? Hazrat told him, I'm looking at the flights coming in and out. So he was more puzzled now. He said, Hazrat, no aeroplanes here. The airport is not here. Airport is that side. So Hazrat told him, no, the flights of Malaika. So many people around the globe, 24 hours they are sending durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala has got a system that the malaika, they take the durood and they bring it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answers that durood. And that answer is taken back to that person, wherever that person may be. And this is one of the wisdoms that Allah Ta'ala has got, the changing of the seasons. The sunset time changes, the sunrise time changes. So any time in the world, someone, if we are so, you know, stingy, right? We're so stingy that, because we are bakhil, if we don't send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are bakhil, we're stingy. The most stingy person is that person in whose presence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam name is taken, and he doesn't send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even if we are bakhil, but in namaz we have to read durood. Right? So at every moment, somewhere, somebody is reading salah. So So kamaskam, minimum, that durood in the namaz will be given. And then you get the ushak, the real lovers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who so much of durood sharif they are reading. Daily they are reading durood sharif, so much of durood sharif. Then you get the students of deen, the asatiza of deen, whole day they are teaching hadith sharif. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم whole day that's the only thing that's in the class. So how much of durood is going to Huzur Pak صلى الله عليه وسلم. So as I say, I'm looking at these flights coming in and out. Now whether Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with kashf and he was really seeing the flights, that we don't know. Or whether he just was imagining it, because that is the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it has to be true. So as the Shah ki Mastar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi saying, Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad keh ke salli ala jum jaye. Jab huzuri ka alam ata ho, unko afsanaye gham sunaye. When I'm given that opportunity to stand in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I'm allowed to be hazir there, I'm allowed to stand there, then I will just pour my heart out to him. I'll pour my heart out to him.
Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chup ke ye mange du'aye.
He said, now I mustn't return home. Ab na jana ho ghar humko wapas. I mustn't return home. Quietly, quietly I'll be making this dua. In other words, I'll be making dua to pass away. Pass away in Madina Munawwara. Now there's so much of explanation to this, Hazrat Rahmatullah used to give, so many things coming to mind, but we don't have too much of time. But one buzurg, he had gone, in those days people used to go for very long, sometimes go for 5 months, 6 months, you know. So he was there for a long time, and now his visa was going to expire. So he went to apply for an extension of the visa. So they gave him extension, another 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was. And now that extension was also expiring. So he went again. So this time now they asked him, you must fill in one form there and everything. So one of the questions there on that form is that, why do you want now a further extension? What's your reason? So he wrote there, for maut. I want this extension to pass away here in Madina Munawwara. So that official who was now reading that application, so he was also very surprised at this kind of a reason. So he's telling his friend, they also behind the counter, they see what this person wrote here, and they had a bit of a laugh over it. But they stamped it for him and they gave him. Life was simple that time. Over the counter, stamp and give, you finish. And Allah Pak made it that in that extension time he passed it. In that extension time he passed it. The love that our akabirin had for Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the proof of that love is in Jannatul Baqi. Just go and see how many of our akabirin are buried in Jannatul Baqi. How many of them passed away there?
Tere dar par mera sar ho ya rab, jaan is tarah tujh par lutaye.
Say, oh Allah, my head must be at your footstep. Like this, I must give my life. My life must be given like this. So one is, he spoke about Madina Munawwara, going in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he's talking about Makkah Mukarrama. Now he's making dua to Allah Ta'ala. Mujhko apna bana lo karam se, multazam par ye mange duaye. So Allah, out of your karam, in other words, I'm not worthy, but you are Kareem. Our Hazrat Rahmatullahi used to say that Kareem is that Zat who gives to you, gives even a person is undeserving. Person is undeserving also he gives. What are we really deserving of? Absolutely nothing. And what Allah Pak is giving us? It's saying, Mujhko apna bana lo. Oh Allah, make me yours. Karam se, out of your karam. That I am not worthy of being yours. There's nothing that I got that I can become yours. But just out of your karam, you make me yours. So, multazam par ye mange duaye. Go to the multazam. Now cry to Allah Ta'ala and I'll ask Allah Ta'ala that make me yours. In your shan of Rahimi and Kareemi, you make me yours.
Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye.
Says, oh Allah, these both worlds, what value do they really have? Forget these two worlds. No matter how many worlds they may be, let all those worlds be sacrificed for you. It sounds flowery in poetry. Sounds very nice. Yeah, all worlds must be. One deal we can't sacrifice. One deal we can't sacrifice. One person we can't sacrifice. Our own nafs we can't sacrifice. Our own desires we can't sacrifice. Our hairstyle we can't sacrifice. Where are we talking about sacrificing all the worlds? This was the shan of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. The pious people. They were prepared to sacrifice everything. One person from UK, he sent me a message today. A bit pareshan, human, you'll be a pareshan. In UK they had a big rally, anti-Muslim rally. And this person, they sent me a clip of his talk. So he's saying that the Muslims are the problem. If you get rid of them, very lot of hateful speech, hateful speech. And he's saying that they are the ones that are the threat to this Abrahamic Accords. They are the threat to equality between man and woman. They are the threat towards our freedoms. They are the threat towards this and that. So I sent a message to that person. I say, you know what? This fellow got it right. He got it right. He knows who's a threat to all the shaitani ideas. He got it right. He knows. And he must know that we are a threat. And we're not going to leave it. We're not going to leave. We'll keep on speaking against it. If we have to give our life, jaan is tarhab tujh par lutaye. We must give our life, never mind. In the path of Allah Ta'ala, for the upliftment of the deen of Allah Ta'ala. I told him, why you all fright? What you fright for? What's the worst they're going to do? Don't fright. This is what we stand for. And they know who's the threat. I said, he got that thing right. He knows. In these last few lines of Hazrat Shaki Makhtar Sahib, Allah Ta'ala, make us also like that. So he says,
Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya Rab, tera darde mahabbat sunaye. Tera darde mahabbat suna kar, sare alam ko majnu banaye. سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرے گیت گائے.
He says, oh Allah, I must go around the world. سارے عالم میں پھر پھر کے یا رب. I must go around the world, not sightseeing, not going to eat pizza in Italy, but ice cream in Makkah Mukarramah. You can eat ice cream, no problem. But that's not the maqsad. Somebody wants to go see one falling tower, and somebody wants to see one pizza tower, and somebody wants to go on the longest cable car somewhere, and the longest high bungee jump somewhere. No, not all those things. I must go around the world doing what? Tera darde mahabbat sunaye. I must go and talk to people about your love. In other words, I must connect the makhluk to the khaliq. And then I must go and talk so much to the people of your love that I must make the whole world mad in your love. The whole world must fall madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. You can only truly establish Shariat. You can only truly establish a Khilafat. You can only truly establish Jihad when the Ummah will be madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. You prepare to give your love for Allah Ta'ala. Everything you prepare to give, you're madly in love with Allah Ta'ala. So he says, Sare Adam ko majnu banakar. After I finish, make the whole world mad in your love. You know, Allah, I must sing your love song. Oh Allah, mere mola, tere geet gaaye.
Lazzate qurb pa kar teri hum, lazzate do jahan bhul jaaye.
Oh Allah, when we get the enjoyment of your closeness, then we forget about the enjoyments of all these worlds. لَزَّتِ دو جَهَا بُولَ جَائِ. Then we'll be doing everything only for Allah's pleasure. And we get that lazzat of Allah Ta'ala's closeness. Then the dunya won't be able to attract us. Because we are in love with Allah Ta'ala. We're close to Allah Pak. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to give this example. You see, if somebody is sucking on a green mango, sucking on a green mango. You're enjoying the green mango. Now you try to take the green mango away, he'll fight with you. You don't even must take his green mango. Don't take his green mango away. Don't stop him from the green mango. Just cut one lovely, juicy, sweet mango, put in front of him. Once he tastes that sweet mango, he himself will discard that green mango. He put a sour mango, he put one side. Give him one lovely zillo. What? What is a nice mango? Heidi. So one nice, sweet mango give him. He himself will push that other mango away. The only reason we want to go to all the sour mangoes of the dunya, all the fitnas and all that, is because we're not tasting the sweetness of Allah Ta'ala's closeness. Once a person tastes that sweetness, then you're not worried about anything else. And he says so beautifully in this last line, he says, Dar badar dund tahe ye akhtar. Ehle darde mahabbat ko paaye. He says, akhtar is referring to himself as a Shaki Makhtar sahab. He says, home to home, place to place, I'm looking. What I'm looking for, where I can find somebody who has got that pain of Allah's love in his heart. And find somebody like that who has got the pain of Allah Ta'ala's love in his heart. Allah Ta'ala make us like that. There mustn't just be words for us. Allah must make our conditioned like that. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to read this stanza, you know. Jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoonk diye laakho, jis qalb ki aahon ne dil phoonk diye laakho, us qalb mein ya Allah kya aag lagi hogi. Is to say that that heart, jis qalb ki aahon ne, the cries of that heart that lit up so many people's hearts, what fire of Allah Ta'ala's love must be in that heart. Apne dil ko kisi jalte huye dil ke kareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. Take your heart and put it close to the heart that's burning. This fire doesn't just come like that. It's put on. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. In other words, from heart to heart, it is transferred. The fire of Allah Ta'ala's love. Allah Ta'ala bless me, Allah Ta'ala bless you, Allah Ta'ala bless us all. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh wa ilayka yirji'u al-amru kulluh. La nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا. فإنك تكلنا إلى أنفسنا, تكلنا إلى ضعف وخطيئة. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا الله forgive us, الله forgive us, الله. يا ويك بداس الله. Full of faults, full of shortcomings, full of weaknesses. Ya Allah, you forgive us, O Allah. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins. Forgive each and every gunah that we have committed, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us hidayat, O Allah. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, bless us with your love. Bless us with the love of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take each and every one of us to Haramain Sharifain, to Masjid Al-Aqsa. Make each and every one of us Pabande Shariat, Pabande Sunnat. Ya Allah, Ummat ko ek bana de. Ummat ko ek bana de. Ya Allah, you establish for us a Khalifa of Allah. Ya Allah, establish the Shariat system in the dunya of Allah. Ya Allah, these Arab leaders are all meeting, O Allah. Let them not be meeting only for matlab, O Allah. Ya Allah, you give them hidayat, O Allah. You let them meet for the upliftment of deen, O Allah. Ya Allah, O Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, in other places, Ya Allah. Masum, masum, bachi man rahe hai, O Allah. भूख से मर रहे हैं मौला. अल्लाह आसान फरमा दे मौला, आसान फरमा दे. जुल्म को रोक दे मौला. अल्लाह जालिम की हाथ को आप रोक दे. ये जुल्म हद तक पहुंच गए मौला. हे प्यारे रब्बा, रहम फरमा, करम फरमा. मुजाहिदीन की नुसरत फरमा, मुजाहिदीन की नुसरत फरमा.
یا اللہ ان ظالم یہود اور نصارہ کو اے اللہ ہدایت دے دے, یا اللہ اے ہدایت is not written for them, oh Allah you destroy them, oh Allah destroy them like you destroyed the Ahad and the Thamud, oh Allah. یا اللہ these proud leaders of America, Britain, other countries, the zalim of Israel, ya Allah give them hidayat. If hidayat is not written for them, ya Allah destroy them, oh Allah. Ya Allah use the wind against them, use the rain against them, use fire against them, use the ocean against them. Ya Allah everything is your army, oh Allah. Ya Allah you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and the Samud, oh Allah. Ya Allah cause their planes to crash, oh Allah. Cause their ships to sink, oh Allah. Cause, ya Allah, their wealth, ya Allah, to fail, to become nothing, oh Allah. Ya Allah, all their military equipment, ya Allah, you destroy it, oh Allah. Let it become booty in the hands of the Ummah, oh Allah. Ya Allah, you destroy them, oh Allah. Destroy them, oh Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah, wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wal naar. اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم, وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين, آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.